This is an extract from the Nature podcast. For the full show, go to nature.com/nature/podcast.
In Madagascar, an invasive army of rapidly multiplying clones is advancing through many of the country's freshwater habitats. These clones belong to a new species, only a few decades old, which appears to have come into existence in an aquatic tank in Germany. The species in question is Procambarus virginalis, also known as the marbled crayfish. Reaching only up to about 10 centimetres in length, these crustaceans look like small lobsters, and in fact they're from the same taxonomic order, known as the Decapoda, along with prawns, crabs and shrimp. The first recorded appearance of this new type of crayfish is believed to have been at a German aquatic trade fair in 1995, but these freshwater animals soon became popular pets and were distributed to other aquatic pet owners around the country. One of these owners spotted something puzzling, as Frank Leco explains.
One of these guys approached the specialist in the field because he had noticed that he had only females in his aquarium. And this is something that was unheard of in the aquarium community. Normally you have males and females in a crayfish population if you keep them in the aquarium.
Frank, based at the German Cancer Research Center in Heidelberg, has a paper out this week looking at the genomics of the marbled crayfish. Research showed that this species was able to accomplish something unseen in any other crayfish, or indeed any other decapod. It reproduced by parthenogenesis. This is a form of asexual reproduction, which, in this instance, doesn't require an egg to be fertilized. Instead, females alone produce eggs with complete sets of chromosomes that develop into female progeny. And when it comes to sets of chromosomes, the marbled crayfish is, again, a bit weird compared to other crayfish. The story here begins with two distantly related members of the Floridian crayfish species, Procambarus phallax. Let's call their two different genomes A and B. When these crayfish mated sexually, they would usually produce offspring with an AB genome, with one set of chromosomes from each parent. At some point, though, something odd happened, and one of these sets of chromosomes doubled, producing an offspring with two sets of A and one of B. This is known as polyploidy. Quite when and how this macro mutation occurred is unknown, but it does seem that stress may have been involved.
What has been observed also in other organisms and other invertebrates, for example in oysters, is that you can make a genome polyploid, for example by cold shocking it or by stressing the animal. This is something that is often done in aquaculture to increase the yield, because these animals usually get bigger and produce more meat per animal. But what exactly has happened in this case, we don't know.
Whatever the reason, a new species was born. One that no longer requires males to reproduce. Frank and his colleagues have sequenced the genomes of several marbled crayfish to learn a bit more about their genetic identity.
We sequenced 11 animals from very distinct sources. Some of them were lineages from the pet trade. Some of them were wild catchers from Germany. Some of them were wild catchers from Madagascar.
The differences in the genomes of these 11 animals was tiny. In fact, when looking for individual differences in the protein coding regions of DNA, known as single nucleotide variants, the team only found four. This confirmed that these crayfish, regardless of where they were from, were clones of each other.
In a genome that is 3.5 gigabases big, meaning it's bigger than the human genome, this is an astonishingly small number. I mean, this number surprises many people. Why is it so small? And the reason is, again, because of the short time span that the marbled crayfish has had to evolve so far. Of course, over time, they will accumulate more and more genetic variation, so they will diversify, but they haven't done this yet.
For such a young species that originated in Germany only a few decades ago, the marbled crayfish has already covered a lot of ground. And populations can be found in the waterways of several European countries. The reason? Humans releasing them into the wild, of course. While the cold winters found in much of Europe appear to be keeping these crayfish in check, the same can't be said for the island nation of Madagascar. Somehow the marbled crayfish found itself there, thousands of miles away from Germany, and the population exploded. The team analysed several more genomes, this time from marbled crayfish taken from various parts of Madagascar, and confirmed that once again the animals come from a familiar source.
On the genetic level, the German animals and the Madagascar animals are indistinguishable. You can't separate them. So this probably means that the Malagasy population originated from a German animal, and that this formed the clone that is now spreading globally.
The marbled crayfish seems to represent a perfect storm for an invasive species. It's adaptable to different environments, it lays lots of eggs, and you only need a single animal to start a population. The team estimate that the range of this species on Madagascar has increased 100-fold in just 10 years, with a crayfish population that could number in the millions.
You can find marbled crayfish close to the sea, but you can also find them in rice paddies, in streams, in lakes, very different environments, but always the same genome. So how does this animal adapt? It can't be genetic because it only has one genome. So my opinion is that it has to be epigenetic, and this will be a fascinating line of research for the future.
Frank is interested in how the clonal nature of the marbled crayfish might help us understand more about cancer, particularly its epigenetics, which are the heritable changes in gene expression that don't require actual changes in DNA sequence. These genomes could also tell us something about tumor evolution.
The one aspect would be that we use marbled crayfish as a model to understand clonal genome evolution. This is a key feature of human tumors. But when a tumor is detected by a physician, it's usually so far evolved that it's hard to retrace the early steps. We have a genome here that is in its very early steps of evolution, and we can follow the early steps by following it over time.
That was Frank Leko. You can find his Nature Ecology and Evolution paper over at nature.com/NEE.